This is the closing market report for this 30th day of October 2018. Don Day is here. He is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don. Thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be here.
So yesterday, I take it you had a good day, meaning the weather was pretty nice. Maybe not so much today. Can you tell me about that and then how that plays into what we're going to see here? Because it's just gorgeous this afternoon.
Yeah, the last 10, 15 days of October have been really quite nice. And that's about ready to change. We still have high pressure and warm conditions across the Midwest and Corn Belt right now. But across the Pacific Northwest, the Northern Rockies, Northern Plains states, colder air is settling in. Places yesterday that actually had made the low 80s in eastern Colorado will likely have some snow tonight and tomorrow morning. And some of that colder air is going to be spreading eastward into the Plains states. So do be ready for some colder weather, and there's going to be a little bit of shower and thunderstorm activity, especially in the southern areas, the Mississippi Delta area, then up across some of the central, eastern, and southern Corn Belt. Going to see some pretty good shower activity along with those colder temperatures.
Enough to keep producers out of the field if, and I know for soybeans it just generally will, but enough to keep them out of the field if they're harvesting corn still?
Yeah, now I think the areas they're going to get the most wet are probably the farthest along with harvest. So in terms of if there's going to be an area where there's going to get a lot of wetness, this is where it's going to be. It looks like portions of southern Missouri, central southern Illinois, southern Indiana into Ohio, those are the areas that will be most wet. It doesn't look like it's going to be as wet in the western and northern Corn Belt areas that are further behind.
We probably better check in on tomorrow evening for Halloween. Who's going to have the best Halloween candy getting weather in the nation, do you think?
Well, there'll be a couple of areas. First of all, anybody along the West Coast, California, desert Southwest, it'll be nice and warm. No need to bundle up. They'll need to dress warmly, but across the north central United States, the upper Midwest, the Dakotas, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska, it'll be dry, just chilly. Then you get in the southeast, the Carolinas, Florida, those areas look dry. Where it looks wet for trick-or-treaters is going to be across Texas, Arkansas, Missouri, and across the southern reaches of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Boo.
That, of course, is Don Day. He is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Find us online. Listen to us on demand anytime you'd like at willag.org, willag.org. While you are there, you'll also find a way to purchase your tickets for the Farm Assets Conference. That's coming up the 20th day of November in Normal, Illinois. And there is a way to do that online at willag.org, willag.org. Or if you prefer, you can always go to the Farm Assets Conference website. That's farmassetsconference.com. You can even make a phone call if you'd want to buy those tickets. The number is 800-898-1065. Let me give you that number again. It's 800-898-1065. 1065 to buy your tickets for the Farm Assets Conference. The cost is just $40, and that includes your meal for the Tuesday prior to Thanksgiving in Normal, Illinois at the Marriott Hotel. This is a fantastic venue for a conference, and it's a great lineup for the day. We'll talk about the future of farming and how marketing is going to change, what farm policy impacts you can expect over the next few months, and, of course, the price of land. FarmAssetsConference.com. Buy your tickets today.